Blog Talk Radio.
I thank you, Lord, for salvation and healing and deliverance in the name of Jesus. I thank you that the anointing, your anointing that destroys the yoke in the name of Jesus. Father God, I decree and declare that let your kingdom come. Let your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Let it be established in every community, city, and state. I lift up every intercessor, every watchman, every seer, every Zalax, every spiritual legislator of the Lord, and prayer warriors who stand in between the porch and the altar. Lord, I thank you for the gates of righteousness. I cover them with the blood of Jesus in the name of Jesus. Anoint your people to tread upon serpents and scorpions. I agree with heaven that the people of God have power over the all power of the enemy. I thank you, Lord Jesus, for keen discernment, Father God, that will come upon every intercessor in the name of Jesus, God. Let every hidden snare of the enemy, Father God, against your church be exposed. I bind up every assignment of every bloodthirsty man in the name of Jesus. We bind and break all spirits of witchcraft and backlash and revenge and retaliation on those who have given their lives to stand in the gap in the name of Jesus. Every fiery dart of the enemy against the anointed one has boomeranged in the name of Jesus. We take dominion over spirits of heaviness and confusion and spirits of despondency in the name of Jesus that will cause the intercessors not to be alert and not to be on the wall in the name of Jesus. We pray against every distraction. We come against all frustration assigned to make intercessors get off the wall. We say in the name of Jesus, they shall be on the wall and they shall intercede and pray. What thus said the Lord in the name of Jesus, we decree and declare tonight that we are spiritual legislators, that we will speak what thus said the Lord. We break and destroy the power that will come against prayers. I thank you for intercessors who abide under the covering of a spiritual authority in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare tonight that there will be no lone ranger spirits. We break spirits of rebellion, monotony, cliques, false prophetic unction in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare spirits of unity, cohesiveness among the intercessors in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare that they will run with the vision of their leader, Father God, that you will give them prophetic insight right now in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare tonight that they will live upright and holy in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord Jesus, that they will make up a hedge and build walls around the body of Christ. I thank you right now in the name of Jesus that they are rising from their slumber, God, that they are rising from their sleep in the name of Jesus. Oh, intercessor, where art thou? I command you to arise and take your place in the earth in the name of Jesus. Arise and take your gate in the city. Arise and take your place in the name of Jesus. Intercessor, I shake you from your slumber. I command you to rise up and begin to decree a thing, and it shall be established in the name of Jesus. Let every intercessor, God, let every intercessor under the sound of my voice, God, let them be a student of the word, God. Let us study to show ourselves approved in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, we yield unto you, Lord Jesus. We pray in the name of Jesus that you will rebaptize us, God. Baptize us with Holy Ghost and with fire, God. Give us new tongues, God. Give us new discernment, God. Let that spirit of discernment be upon us, God. Oh, in the name of Jesus, God. Discernment, God. Let it be upon us, God. Let us begin to see things, God, even before they manifest, God. Let us begin to be able to prophesy, Father God, what will be on the morning paper, God. In the name of Jesus.
Well, glory to God, glory to God, hallelujah, hallelujah for another evening. We're talking about a prophetic intercessor, the power of your prayer language. This is Prophetess Teresa Phillips Docks, and I am excited once again to be here with you on Internet Radio. It is a beautiful, absolutely beautiful Friday evening, and we want to welcome you to another broadcast. Thank you for joining in with us. We welcome you where God is getting all of the glory, where thou kingdom come. You can come just as you are, but you will not leave the same. We are so very thankful to God for honoring us and trusting us to serve his people through Kingdom Builders International and Kingdom Daughters Intercessors. We thank you for making a commitment to just be faithful to the things of the kingdom. You know, this is a very serious assignment, and we trust that you realize that your responsibility to pray must be held in high importance. And we pray that you understand that the total focus is building up others for the kingdom's sake and not for our personal glory. So therefore, we are asking you to prepare yourself to get into your prayer closet and tap into the heavenlies so you can bring down some blessings for God's people. And we pray that you will not only get into your prayer closet, but when you get up, you will come and you will preach and teach the word of God to his people, for his people, and for his glory. Well, we thank you for joining in. You know, I am just so very excited about what God is doing in the lives of his people. And I pray that you are excited too. You know, God is doing something in the earth realm. And it's very important that we tap in and that we make ourselves available to be used by God. We're going to be talking about tonight prophetic prayer and the power of your prayer language. How to embrace when the spirit man is praying. See, it's not your mind praying, not your will or not your emotion praying, but it's the spirit man. When the spirit man began to pray, and when the spirit man is praying, he's praying to God. He's speaking to God. So we're going to be talking about prophetic prayer and the power of your prayer language. You know, a lot of times we don't really understand how important it is to pray in our heavenly language. Because a lot of times we don't understand. We don't fully understand what praying in tongues really is. So we're going to attempt to approach you in a way that you will be more open to receive and that you will have more scriptures to go and tell someone else. Well, Father God, we thank you. We thank you for another Friday evening. We thank you, Lord God, that you have touched our lives. We thank you, Father, that your presence is here with us. So, Father, we ask you in the name of Jesus to move upon us, Father. We open up our spirits to you, Lord God. We open up our spirits to you, and we thank you for covering us, God, with the blood of Jesus. See the blood of Jesus upon all the listeners, God, and those that are under the sound of my voice. Father, we want what you want. We want your will to be done in our lives, Father. We're sold out to be used of you. So, Father, as we minister, as we teach this word, open up the minds and the hearts of your people and allow your people to hear straight from heaven, God, so that their lives will be moved and changed, Father, for your glory. In the name of Jesus, we say amen and glory to God. Well, we're going to start off with a few scriptures. And I pray that you have your Bibles, and I pray that you are ready to just kind of flip through the scriptures because we want to be biblical-based, and we want you to understand. And don't take my word for it. And I'm going to tell you this. Don't take any one word for it. Study to show thyself approved. The Bible says that a workman of God need not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. So I'm going to encourage you to turn to 1 Corinthians, 2nd chapter, verse 11. You know, we just came out of a prophetic intercessors conference. And, you know, you get people from all different walks of life. So you begin to appreciate everyone from where they are. So you don't measure no one by another person. So you begin to appreciate everyone. Because God said he wished that no man would perish. And it is our responsibility to be able to pour in and teach those that have a teachable spirit. Let's read 1 Corinthians, 2nd chapter, verse 11. For what man knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit of man, which is in him? Even so the things of God knoweth no man, but the spirit of God. I'm going to give you a couple of scriptures, and then we're going to go down, and we're going to expound on those scriptures. And I want you to jot the scriptures down. The next scripture we're going to read will be 1 Corinthians 14. And we're going to read 14 and 15. For if I pray in an unknown tongue, my spirit prayeth. Now this is the word of God. But my understanding is unfruitful. What is it then? I will pray with the spirit, and I will pray with the understanding. Listen to this also. I will sing with the spirit, and I will sing with the understanding also. So also let you know that it is in addition to. So there's more than one situation going on here. It is the Spirit of God interceding for man. See, man prays and form words, but utterance, ha koraboshe, is given by the Holy Spirit. So when we pray in the natural, we're going to pray words because that's what we know. That's what we know, to pray those words that we know. Father God, I thank you. I thank you for another day. I thank you for raising up intercessors. I thank you for forgiving me for my sin. Those are words that I know and words that I understand. Even so, the things of God knoweth no man but the Spirit of God. And I read that in the scripture, so I want to kind of make this plain to you. But utterance is given by the Holy Spirit. Let's turn to Romans 8, 26 and 27. You know, we had some people that were at the conference that desire for their spirit to pray. But because they did not have a full understanding of what was going on, they became afraid. The Bible says, in all you're getting, get an understanding. So we should not run from something we don't understand, but we should strive to get an understanding. Listen what Romans 8 says, verse 26 and 27. The word says, likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities. The Spirit going to help us out in our weakness when we don't know, when we're fearful. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought. Listen to that. We know not what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groaning, which cannot be uttered. And he that searcheth the heart knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. Now, I have one more scripture, and then we're going to begin to expound. Acts 2 and 4. Acts 2 and 4. And it's so very important that we study to show ourselves approved, rightly dividing the word of truth. So I encourage the listeners to take this teaching and go back into archives and listen to it again and again. Take notes and then make your own notes. And then you study and go in the presence of the Lord and get the heart of God. Acts 2 and 4. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. Now, because they were filled with the Holy Ghost, listen to what happened. And began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. As the Spirit gave them utterance. First Corinthians 14 and 2. I'm giving you these scriptures because we want you to take these scriptures, study them, get in God's presence, and get some revelation. Get revelation. See, once you get that revelation, then you're able to talk about it. You're able to expound. You're able to get that inside of your spirit. And you begin to speak what's inside of you. You don't even need notes, because when you study, God will hide that word in your heart. And if it's hidden in your heart, it will just flow. It will begin to flow. 1 Corinthians 14 and 2. For he that speaketh in an unknown tongue speaketh not unto man. See, we had a woman of God said, well, they were just praying in tongues, and I didn't know what they were saying. Well, listen. For he that speaketh in an unknown tongue speaketh not unto man, but unto God. For no man understandeth him. Howbeit, in the Spirit, he speaketh mysteries. This is good. This is good. Because, see, a lot of times some people were taught that if you don't speak in tongues, you're not saved. The Word of God says, if you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, the Word of God says, thou shall be saved. I don't hear anything about tongues. I don't hear anything about utterance. I just heard him say, if you believe and you confess, thou shall be saved. So those are the two things that must be done to be saved. Now, Tongues is a gift. And it is available for everyone. God has no respecter of person. And we're going to break it down. Why should we desire the gift? 1 Corinthians 14:14 says, if I pray in an unknown tongue, my spirit prayeth. My spirit prayeth. But my understanding is unfruitful. So that let you know that spirit, praying, and understanding is different. Understanding is with the mind. It's unfruitful. I don't understand what I'm saying. But I'll tell you what, the gift of interpretation, if you stay there long enough, God will release interpretation to you. And we're going to break that down. See, primarily, it's a sign that Jesus said would follow them that believe. This is good. This is a sign that would follow them that believe. So if you're a believer, this is a sign that Jesus said would follow us because we're believers. Mark 16:17. Listen to what it says. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak in new tongues. Listen. The word of God is so real, so true. If Jesus is saying that it's going to follow me as a believer, that I should be able to lay hands and cast out demons, and I shall speak with new tongues. This is what Jesus is saying. Not Paul, not John, and I'm not taking away from what they say, but I'm saying this is what Jesus has said in the Word of God. Mark 16:17. Now, what is the purpose of speaking in tongues? What is the purpose? And I just read it. It is a sign to unbelievers. That's one purpose. It's a sign for unbelievers. And it's when unbelievers, speaking in tongues is not for the believers, it's for unbelievers. 1 Corinthians 14:22-23. The Word of God says, wherefore tongues are a sign, are for a sign, not for them that believe, but to them that believeth not. But prophecy and prophesying is served not for them that believe not, but for them which believe. So here we go. Tongues is for the unbeliever. And prophecy is for them that believe. Let me continue to read. If therefore the whole church be come together into one place, and all speak with tongues, and there come in those that are unlearned or unbelievers, will they not say that ye are mad? Absolutely. They come in there and everybody, rabashe, no understanding. You know, they're going to think something wrong with you. But listen to this. Interpretation. It comes. When given with an interpretation, it may be for the edification of the church. So if tongues is spoken over the church, it's going to edify the church because guess what? Interpretation is going to come. But if someone is praying in their heavenly language, it is not for the edification of the church. They're speaking directly to God. They're not talking to the church. They're talking to the Father, building themselves up in their holy faith. That scripture in Jude. You know, I would, and Paul was saying, I would rather all speak in tongues, but rather than ye prophesy, for greater is he that prophesy than he that speaketh with tongues, except he interpret, that the church may receive. So what that is telling me, that if you're in tongue, if you're in church, and it is out of order, just break out and start praying in tongues. You need someone to interpret, because it should edify the church. It should be interpretation. But if you're praying and you're building yourself up, God is a God of order, and you begin to pray in tongues to build yourself up, because guess what? You're about to cast out some demons, so you need to be built up. So you begin to pray, and I'm going to tell you, it should be done in order, so you can't get it twisted. So now we're praying in tongues, and everybody's being built up. The pastor's not up there preaching, and you sitting there praying in tongues to be built up. That's out of order. There's a time and a place for it. But I'll tell you one thing. To get a full understanding of how to pray in your heavenly language and to build yourself up is a powerful thing when you become faithless. To edify and prophesy over the church, you are exalting the church, and you are interpreting tongues. You're building up the people, the church. It is for self-edification of the believer when you pray in tongues. And it's not to build the church up. It's just you. And sometimes you might be in church, and it's time for prayer. It's prayer time. People begin to pray in the natural language. People begin to pray in tongues. Well, guess what? It's the appropriate time, because it's prayer time. It would be out of order to break and start praying in tongues, and the choir singing, and the preachers is preaching, or other things are going on. God won't let you operate like that. You shouldn't operate out of order. God is a God of order. 1 Corinthians 14:4, he that speaketh in an unknown tongue edifies himself, but he that prophesy edifies the church. Now listen to this, and I talked about Jude. Jude 20 talks about building up of our holy faith. Listen. But ye, beloved, building up yourself on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. So you're building yourself up. So to understand the difference and when it's appropriate and when it's not appropriate. But ye, beloved, building up yourself on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. See, there's a spiritual rest and refreshing that comes when you build yourself up praying in the Holy Ghost. That's just for you. You're building yourself up because your spirit man is praying to God, knowing the difference. In Isaiah 28, 11 and 12. I'm telling you, in all you're getting, get an understanding. Always take the word of God. Try the spirit by the spirit to know if it's God. So you try the spirit by the word of God. If it's not in the word, it's not God. God's going to fix it where you'll be able to find it in his word. The word of God should be the ruling factor in your life. It should be the bottom line, as I would say, the bottom line to everything. It's in the word. You can find it in the word. Isaiah 28 and 11 and 12. For with stammering lips and another tongue will he speak to this people, to whom he said, this is the rest wherewith ye may cause the weary to rest, and this is the refreshing. So as you yielding of oneself to God, see, a lot of times pride will get in the way, and you don't want to sound foolish, you don't want to look foolish. Somebody might be looking, you know, it's prayer time, and you're free to pray, and you're yielding your natural understanding to hear God. So as you build yourself up and you're tapping in to the glory realm, you get out of oneself, and then your spirit take the lead. The spirit man leads. It's a powerful thing. If you have not received that gift of using your heavenly language, don't pull against it. Go before God and ask him, Lord, help my unbelief. Show me what you want me to have. And as Paul said, desire all of the gifts. I want them all. Those are the power gifts that release the power of God and cause demons to flee. I read the scripture. They'll cast out demons and speak in other tongues. I want it all, and I pray that you want it all. Let me read this scripture in James. James 3, and I'm going to read, I believe it's verse 3 through 8, I believe it. It says, behold, we put bits in the horse's mouth that they may obey us, and we turn about their whole body. Behold also the ship, which though they be so great, but though they be so great, and are driven of fierce wind, yet are they turned about with a small, very small hind. So whosoever that governs listeth, even so the tongue is a little member, and boast great things. Behold, how great a matter a little fire kindles. And the tongue is a fire. That's the word. See, the tongue is a creative force, and it will assist you in prayer. So you can use your tongue to create the fire of God, if you only believe. If you only believe. As I read Romans 8 and 26 and 27, likewise the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit himself make intercession for us with groaning, which cannot be uttered. And he that searcheth the heart knoweth what the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. And I'm going to tell you one thing. If you want to create a fire, begin to use your tongue with your heavenly language. You will begin to see the atmosphere shift. You will begin to see the releasing of the prophetic, the voice of God. You'll begin to see evidence of the indwelling Holy Spirit. 1 Corinthians 2:10-11, it reads, it is the evidence of the indwelling Holy Spirit. When you speak in other tongues, it's the evidence of the indwelling Holy Spirit. It just comes up and out. You know, some people say, well, I can't just do it. You know, I have to be under the Holy Spirit. Well, the Word of God says that the Holy Spirit is going to dwell with us. And if you know what dwell means, he's living inside of us. Oh, yes, he said he wouldn't dwell in an unclean temple. But guess what? He'll dwell with us if our temple is clean. How do we clean our temple? Allow the Holy Spirit to dwell there. Live the Word. Oh, yeah, of course, you're going to make mistakes. But you just get up, you repent, get back in his presence, and keep it moving. That's how you do it. That's how you do it. I'll tell you, his mercies are new every day. This teaching about the Holy Spirit dwelling inside of us and coming up and out with groaning and utterance, I'm telling you, it is the answer to a lot of issues. Because, see, demons will flee. They won't stay there. If you continue to pray and you talk to our daddy, our father, and you magnify God, I'll tell you, he'll show up so strong through you because you have yielded yourself as a yielded vessel and you have allowed the Holy Spirit to dwell in you and to come up and out of you as a representation of the Holy Spirit. It's an awesome, awesome place to be. Because now, it's not a natural thing. Now it's spiritual. Now it's spiritual. And I'll tell you, when you begin to pray in the Holy Ghost, and you know what? It might not sound like nothing you've heard. You may not sound like no one else. Your tongues may be different from everybody's tongues you've heard. But guess what? It's still the tongues that the Holy Spirit have given unto you. And I'm going to tell you what happens next. You begin to pray prophetically because you don't know what you're saying. And then God start giving you a word because he will begin to speak. He respond to the Spirit. See, God is a spirit. And the word says, they that worship him must worship him, what? In spirit and in truth. So your spirit is praying. And I'll tell you what, when you let your spirit pray, it's not always warfare. There's different type of praying. It could be reverence. It could be worship. So it depends on the occasion. But we're going to talk about prophetic prayer. And I know I said I was going to expound on those scriptures, but I feel those scriptures speak for themselves. And I pray that your understanding is fruitful. But prophetic praying is a powerful form of praying. See, every believer should practice prophetic praying. I'm going to give you some examples. When we first came on, we played a woman of God, she was praying, and she was praying prophetically. She was praying with power, and she was praying with authority. And you heard that she eventually went from her natural language to her spiritual language, back to her natural, back to the spirit. Look, prophetic praying is not pleading. It's not a pleading type praying, but a prophesying type praying. See, we stand as a son of God. We're all sons. See, there's neither male, we're talking about spiritual matters now. There's neither male nor female in the spirit, okay? But God called us sons, sons of God, and kings, and royal priesthood. So when we exercise that authority, we do it with great humility, but guess what? Ultimate authority. Because God has given us authority, it has been given to us in Christ Jesus. We share. So we don't have to go in begging and pleading, but we can speak a thing and it shall be established. Prophetic prayer. See, if you think about it in the natural, a son has the right of all his father's goods. Well, in the spirit realm, we are equivalent to that. We have the right of all our daddy goods. We have authority and power over all of his estates. Everything that owned to him, guess what? He have given it unto us. But we have to begin to embrace it. Guess what? The only difference between finance and a tree is the tree have been manifested to make the money. So we can speak a thing, and it shall be established. The word says it. See, we're joint heirs with Christ Jesus. We're joint heirs. We don't stand alone. We come in the name of Jesus Christ. So when we pray to our Father and he hear that sound of his word coming out of our mouth, it gets his attention. That's almost like we hear our babies crying, our grandchildren crying. It get our attention because guess what? That baby belonged to us. That baby is part of our family. And immediately, we're going to turn and give the baby the attention. Well, it's the same thing with our daddy. When he hears that sound coming from his son, his children, it gets his attention. So whenever Christ Jesus has assets to in God, he's given the same keys to us. And so as we are sons, we have the same keys to get that door open. I'll tell you what, in John 1, 12 and 13, listen to this. Yet to all whom receive him, to those who believe in his name, listen, he gave the right to become children of God. Children born not of a natural descent, nor of human decision or a husband will, but born of God. See, we have to get this right. We're born of God, and we have to take that spirit man, and we have to make the spirit man rule, and the spirit man take rulership of the flesh. The spirit man is what connects with God, not our natural man. There's no limit with our spirit man, but there's limits with our natural man. John 3 and 31 says, the one who comes from above is above all, but the one who is from the earth belongs to the earth, listen, and speaks as one from the earth. But the one who comes from heaven is above all. My God. He's above all. He is above all. He rules. And because we're a spirit, guess what? He has given us that same authority. And that's why it's so important that we connect ourselves with people that are kingdom-minded people. Kingdom-minded people are people that understand that the spirit man is in control, not the natural man. So when your spirit man is in control, your spirit man begin to pray as his spirit prays. Not the natural man. And I'm not taking away from the natural prayers. But it's almost like the natural prayers, can they touch a spiritual matter? I just read to you about the natural, the earth realm. The one who comes from above is above all, and the one who is from the earth belongs to the earth, the natural, and speaks as one from the earth. But the one who comes from heaven is above all. He's a spirit, and we must worship him in spirit. If you belong to Christ, then you are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. Oh, yes, we're heirs to the promise. Galatians 3 and 29. I'm reading from the NIV. Praise God. Romans 8 and 17. I want you to get it. I want you to feel encouraged. I want you to feel empowered. I want you to feel like you can float. Your spirit man can float and soar. See, the spirit man can go anywhere. The natural man can still be in one place, but the spirit man can travel. Guess what John did it. We're going to stay here. Listen what it says. Romans 8 and 17. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ. If so be that we suffer with him, that we may also glorify together. That we may also be glorified together. That's the King James Version. See, we must be solid in faith and have this truth to practice prophetic praying. And I'm going to show you some prophetic praying before we get off the line. But we have to be grounded in this subject. See, go to the Word to know all that the Scriptures say about your sonship in Christ. See, once you understand who you are and your sonship in Christ, it will build strong faith in you, and it'll produce the strong confidence that we need to prophesy without a single doubt in your heart. For only when you speak without doubt that you will have what you say. You have not because you ask not, because you don't speak it. It won't come to pass. You know, I get excited about that because guess what? When you hear God saying something, and if you doubt, maybe I shouldn't go say this because maybe it might and may not happen. Guess what? It probably won't happen because you already have doubted. You already have doubt the prophecy. So you have to believe it. And when you put it out there, you have to trust God. Use your faith. You send your faith out there with that prophecy. See, and when prophecy come forth, it's not for everybody. It's for those that embrace it. It's for those that embrace it. You have to embrace it. In prophetic praying, you address the evil and the ugly situations. And let me tell you what I'm talking about. See, and the power behind it, you could move those mountains because you began to speak that as though it already have already happened, came to pass. In prophetic praying, you are like a amplifier. The voice of God is with your own voice. See, you say what you want to see in authority and confidence without a single doubt based on what God is saying to you. So you speak it, you hear it, you begin to speak. And this all starts from you letting your spirit pray. And I'm not saying that you can't hear God when you pray in the natural. But what I'm saying is, in order to have prophetic prayer going forth, you have to decree a thing. And how can you decree a thing without hearing the voice of God? I'm going to give you an example. I remember this time my son was, I believe he was, it was his, he was about to graduate with his bachelor's degree, my youngest son. And he was in a Christian college. He, high grade point average. And then all of a sudden, he got attacked by the enemy. And he was so stressed out. And he began to ramble words. And everybody was saying, well, you know, somebody put a Mickey in his drink and or somebody gave him one of them bad cigarettes. They were speaking things over my son. And I began to tap in the prophetic. And I began to decree a thing. And I began to walk in so much authority. And it started happening just as I was saying it. And I told the naysayers, I shut their mouth with my faith. And it started manifesting. My son started coming back because I told the devil, I told Satan, Lucifer, and his imps that they could not have what belonged to God. And we went to war. My son came out of it. Hallelujah. Because here's a child that had never been in trouble. He had began to get in trouble on the spring break, and I knew that it was the hand of the enemy. And because I was pouring into other people's children, and I was speaking prophetically over them, and I was telling them what was going to happen in their future, and they were embracing it and they were receiving it, the enemy got mad, and guess what? He attacked my child. Now, I could have lost my composure, and I could have got weak, and I could have started being depressed and, you know, crying out to God, well, why you let him affect my child? But I didn't do it because I was determined that if it worked for one, it would work for mine. So I began to ask other prophetic intercessors to begin to speak over my child and help me with this faith fight. And I'll tell you, you're more than a conqueror. You're more than a conqueror with Christ Jesus. See, when you have knowledge of the Word of God, it's so necessary to study the Word when you do prophetic praying because you're going to pray the Word. See, praying is to be practiced with success. You should not pray amiss. So when you pray, you should look for it to happen. You should be in expectation that that thing is going to come to pass. You don't have to wrestle with no demons. You don't have to wrestle with no situations. You take rulership over it. Because guess what? You're joint heirs with Christ. Every single thing that he said, it came to pass. See, you got to get full of the word of God. See, if you're not full of the word of God, you cannot have enough faith. It's that faith. Confidence to say to a situation without doubt. Speak it. And it shall be established. I'm going to take a break and I'll be right back.
We wait for you.
Yes, we want more. We want more of the fullness. Thank you, Jesus. I know you want more because you're here tonight on this line. Thank you, Jesus. And as I was saying about, you know, it's so very important that we get in the Word. Because the more Word that you have inside of you, the more weapons you have to shoot at the enemy. Because the enemy cannot stand the Word of God. And you begin to decree the Word of God over situations. And before you know it, you start seeing situations just fall down and die. You see them come to an end. And you see situations come to naught. Yes, they're formed, but they won't prosper. Because life and death is in the power of the tongue, and those that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. That's what the Word says. So we can't take words for granted. We can't say little idle words, because guess what? They are a creative force. So when someone speaks something over you that does not line up with the Word of God, you come against that. And you don't have to come against that. I rebuke that. You don't have to do that. You can just rebuke it and renounce it and then prophetically speak what God says about you. Even about the situation. So if you are not full of the Word of God, you cannot have enough faith and confidence to say to situations to move without doubts. You got to begin to hang with kingdom-minded people. Soar with the eagles. Soar above situations. You don't dwell in a situation, because guess what? It's time-consuming. You soar above the turbulence, and then you begin to speak prophetically. See, much word bring much faith. When you get that word in you, you have your faith is increased. What does the word, it says, how can they hear without the preacher, and how can he preach unless he's sent? You got to get that word. You got to hear the word. Through your pastor, through if you got a prophet in your life, an apostle, a teacher, evangelist, you know, a bishop, you got somebody in your life that can speak a word in your spirit and you embrace it, and then you see the manifestation of it because you don't doubt and you don't let nobody take that prophetic word from you. Less words bring less faith. The less you hear the word of God, the more you'll see the enemy pulling you away from where you could be in God. So the basic foundation of prophetic praying, guess what? Is faith in God. Faith in the person of God. Faith in the love of God. Faith in the faithfulness of God. Faith in the willingness and the readiness and the ableness of God to answer your prayers and to meet your need. Faith in the law of God. Faith in the promises of God. Faith in the Word of God. It's a faith thing. Have faith in God. That's what Jesus said. He said that in Mark. Mark 11, 22 and 23. What did he say? He said, have faith in God. I'll tell you the truth. If anyone say to this mountain, go throw yourself into the sea, Rabashe Toraboshe, you telling the mountain to go and jump in the sea, and you don't doubt in your heart, but you believe what you say, it will happen. it will be done. I'm telling you, let me share this story with you. I went to this store one time. I do it all the time because I learned how to do it, and I'm excited about it. I went to this store, and I was buying some drinks. I think they were like fruit drinks, vegetable drinks, one of them, either fruit drinks or vegetable drinks, because I buy a lot of those. And they had it on sale for like, they usually run like $2.49, but this place had it on sale for like, I believe it was like 99 cent or $1.29, or, but he had the labels on there, the price. So, you know, I got quite a few of them because I was like, wow, this is a good price. I want to store up, give me quite a few of them. So when I get to the counter, he started ringing the price up as $2.49. So I said to him, I said, well, that's not the price that's on the bottle. And he said, well, I can sell them for whatever I want to sell them for. And I looked at him, and I said, well, that's deceptive trade practice. And he said, look, ma'am, it's my store. These are my products, and I can sell them at the price that I want to. And I said to him, I didn't say anything to him, but I said it to the store. I spoke to the store and I said, Mr. Store, I command you to close down in the name of Jesus. You will not have deceptive trade practices in my neighborhood. And I spoke to the store. So my husband said to me, he said, so you're just going to close down the store, huh? And he kind of like laughed, but I was serious. Within a month, rolled past the store, guess what? It was closing down. And he had all his products wholesale. And he was the same drinks that I wanted. I went in the store, and I got them for the price that he had listed them for. So I didn't get in no confrontation with him about marking those things for one price and trying to sell them for another. I spoke to the store. And I didn't doubt in my heart. I believed it. And guess what? It happened. And then I'm going to share one more incident. It was a young man that was going around, and he was very disrespectful to his mother, and he was doing a bunch of things, and his mother kept speaking over him, and she kept saying, that boy's going to be in his grave if he doesn't change. Well, I reversed what she said. I said, he's going to live and not die to declare the works of the Lord. And I began to speak that over him. And guess what? He is doing the work of the Lord. That is prophetic praying. That's prophetic declaration. And it is true that you have what you say if you believe it and not doubt. God does not lie. And when he say anyone in that scripture, if anyone say to this mountain, anyone includes you. Anyone is one who believes and want to see what he or she say come to pass. So you need to connect yourself with people that have kindred spirits, that believe the word of God like you believe the word of God. And you can touch and agree, and you can get into a place of agreement. And guess what? God hears that prayer of faith, and he answers it. This is getting so good to me. I'll tell you, I speak out overflow over your life. I speak overflow over your heart. And if you have any negativity in your mind, that you will speak positive. Your mind shall be a positive mind. Any worries, anxiety, or doubt, or fear, I command it to go now in the name of Jesus. It's just that simple. I command your mind to be relaxed, stress-free, and flowing and soaring in the things of God. Now, I believe that. And guess what? If you believe it and you join that faith fight with me, join in, you're going to see it happen. You will see it happen. And I am encouraged tonight because I understand that we do not lose with what God used. We win. It's just being in that place where you understand who you are in God, who he have made you to be in Christ Jesus, and that you rule in the earth realm. You rule because God gave us what he gave us, the earth, and he told us to rule the earth. He said he had given us, what, dominion in the earth realm over, what, the sea, the animals. So we have to reign daily in that authority. And you don't have to have a big head to do it. You can be cool, calm, and collective. You don't have to even, you know, be seen. You can just be heard with a still, small voice. Where the words of a king is, Rekorabashe, there's power. And who may say unto him, what dost thou doest? Ecclesiastic 8:4. See, as a king in Christ, my words carry so much authority that the angels of God do not question them, but carry them out. As long as I do not contradict the word of God. It's exciting. And I want to encourage you in the Lord tonight. Be mindful what you say. Be mindful what you allow to be spoken over you. Proverbs 18:20-21, last scripture. From the fruit of his mouth, a man's stomach is filled. With the harvest from his lips, he is satisfied. The tongue has the power of life and death, and those who love it will eat its fruit. So every last one of us will harvest what our mouth spoke or speak. See, our words will always come back to us, whether we like it or not, whether we expect it or not, whether we accept it or not. Our experience, our future, our life, it lies in the use of our tongue. So understand that our tongue has a potency about it, and it helps us when we use it to the full advantage. So prophetic praying, it comes when you know the word of God, when you know who you are, and when you understand that you cannot speak idle words, because the hand of the Lord is upon you. And he have brought you out of the spirit of God and set you in the middle of a valley. And it will feel full of bones. And he'll lead you back and forth if you only believe. Ecclesiastic 37, and that's 1-14. I'll tell you, the word of God is so very good. It's so good. I mean, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Taste and see that he's good. And the word is just, when you fall in love with the word of God, and you understand the indwelling word in your spirit is how you abide in Christ. So you can't just like go to church and listen to the preacher. You have to get in the Word. And then you have to pray the Word and get in His presence and seek God's presence. Pull on His anointing. Let the Holy Spirit dwell richly in you. And when you go among others, they'll see the anointing of God on you. And they'll desire it. And you'll be able to minister to them. You'll be able to flow. And God will get the glory. He'll get the glory. And He'll be able to look at you and say, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant." And I want to invite you and encourage you. We are on the prayer line, 5 a.m. in the morning. Prophetic intercession is going forth 6 days a week, 5 a.m. Central Time. You can join in with us. You have some prayers you want answered. You have some, you want to connect with prophetic intercessors. You want to learn. You have a teachable spirit. Join in with us. You can dial 218-895-0280. Again, that's 218-895-0280. Press in the word pray, 7729. Join in. You'll be in the conference. We're there Monday through Saturday at 5 a.m. Central Time. I'll tell you, if you want to change, you want to grow in God, and you got a desire to increase your heavenly language and to speak a thing and it shall be established, connect with us. We're going to love on you. We'll cry with you. We'll pray with you. We'll dance with you. We'll do all that with you. We'll connect in the spirit realm. So I want to encourage you to let the joy of the Lord be your strength. Let the tears be a thing of the past. And when you do cry, understand that God is bottling those tears up and their sweet aroma in His nostrils. That's what He said. So this is Prophetess Teresa Docks. You can go to our website, which is www.kingdombuildersplaza.org. You can connect with us. You can send me an email, Kingdom Daughters, which is the intercessory prayer branch of Kingdom Builders, kingdomdaughters1@yahoo.com. Connect. You can give us a call at area code 312-574-0212. Again, that number is 312-574-0212. I'll tell you, there's nothing like God. We're on internet radio on Saturday with the Word. I usually do the broadcast, but God put something in my spirit to teach this teaching tonight. You can go into archives, and you can listen to it again. You can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/Kingdom Builders. International. Oh, yes, God is so worthy. He's so worthy. And I just thank God for everyone that have came on the line tonight. Everyone that you want to be closer to God and you want to put the enemy under your feet, you want to connect with women and men of God that know how to speak a thing and it come to pass. And God is getting all the glory. Yes, He's getting all the glory. So I just want to send blessings of love to you and your family and to every single thing that concerns you. I'm going to play a prophetic prayer. And I want you to listen carefully to how the woman of God is decreeing things, how she is allowing her prophetic voice to go forth. And and when she's speaking it, she's making declarations. And they soon shall come to pass. I'm going to play the prayer of the prophetic watchman. There's several, but I just like this one particularly. And I want you to listen carefully to her words.
I thank you, Lord, for salvation and healing and deliverance in the name of Jesus. I thank you that the anointing, your anointing that destroys the yoke in the name of Jesus. Father God, I decree and declare that let your kingdom come. Let your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Let it be established in every community, city, and state. I lift up every intercessor, every watchman, every seer, every battle axe, every spiritual legislator of the Lord, and prayer warriors who stand in between the porch and the altar. Lord, I thank you for the gates of righteousness. I cover them with the blood of Jesus in the name of Jesus. Anoint your people to tread upon serpents and scorpions. I agree with heaven that the people of God have power over the all power of the enemy. I thank you, Lord Jesus, for keen discernment, Father God, that will come upon every intercessor in the name of Jesus, God. Let every hidden snare of the enemy, Father God, against your church be exposed. I bind up every assignment of every bloodthirsty man in the name of Jesus. We bind and break all spirits of witchcraft and backlash and revenge and retaliation on those who have given their lives to stand in the gap in the name of Jesus. Every fiery dart of the enemy against the anointed one has boomeranged in the name of Jesus. We take dominion over spirits of heaviness and confusion and spirits of despondency in the name of Jesus that will cause the intercessors not to be alert and not to be on the wall in the name of Jesus. We pray against every distraction. We come against all frustration assigned to make intercessors get off the wall. We say in the name of Jesus, they shall be on the wall and they shall intercede and pray. What thus said the Lord in the name of Jesus, we decree and declare tonight that we are spiritual legislators, that we will speak what thus said the Lord. We break and destroy the power that will come against prayers. I thank you for intercessors who abide under the covering of spiritual authority in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare tonight that there will be no long ranger spirits. We break spirits of rebellion, monotony, cliques, false prophetic unctions in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare spirits of unity, cohesiveness among the intercessors in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare that they will run with the vision of their leader, Father God, that you will give them prophetic insight right now in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare tonight that they will live upright and holy in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord Jesus, that they will make up a hedge and build walls around the body of Christ. I thank you right now in the name of Jesus that they are rising from their slumber, God, that they are rising from their sleep in the name of Jesus. Oh, intercessor, where art thou? I command you to arise and take your place in the earth in the name of Jesus. Arise and take your gate in the city. Arise and take your place in the name of Jesus. Intercessor, I shake you from your slumber. I command you to rise up and begin to decree a thing, and it shall be established in the name of Jesus. Let every intercessor, God, let every intercessor under the sound of my voice, God, let them be a student of the word, God. Let us study to show ourselves approved in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, we yield unto you, Lord Jesus. We pray in the name of Jesus that you will re-baptize us, God. Baptize us with Holy Ghost and with fire, God. Give us new tongues, God. Give us new discernment, God. Let that spirit of discernment be upon us, God. Oh, in the name of Jesus, God. Discernment, God. Let it be upon us, God. Let us begin to see things, God, even before they manifest, God. Let us begin to be able to prophesy, Father God, what will be on the morning paper, God. In the name of Jesus. Watchmen, arise. Get on your post in the name of Jesus. There's a need for you. Begin to arise and take dominion. Walk in authority in the name of Jesus.
Glory to God. Yes, take your place, intercessor. Well, we just again want to thank you for tuning in. Thank you for setting your evening apart to spend it with us tonight. We are truly delighted and excited about you. And if you don't know God in the pardon of your sin and you want to know him, it's real simple. He doesn't make it complex. If you confess with your mouth and believe with your heart, thou shalt be saved. You believe that Jesus died. He didn't stay dead. He rose again. And he's seated next to our Father in heaven on the right-hand side. It's that simple. You are part of the kingdom. The angels are rejoicing and we're rejoicing. These lines are orchestrated to bring souls unto the kingdom of God. You know, I'm very excited about you tonight, and I want you to send us an email. You know, connect with us. We'll be more than happy to connect with you. We pray that you have been blessed. We pray that when you go back to your family and when you go back to your churches, that you will show the love of God, that you will be an intercessor that will not be moved, that you will be an intercessor that's strong in the Lord, and that you will be meek and humble, that you will be pliable, have a pliable spirit, and be kind, and be kind. If anyone have hurt you or wounded you, just choose to let it go and just flow in the supernatural. I tell you, it's fun. It's a lot of fun. Well, again, this is Prophetess Teresa Docks, and I appreciate you. I love you. Enjoy the rest of your evening. I'm just going to play one more prayer in closing. Clearing the land. It's time to clear the land. It's time for God's will to come to pass. Some things that you've been praying for, some things that you've been believing God for, he is about to do it. God bless everyone, and have a wonderful, supernatural, blessed evening.
We acknowledge you, Father God. We acknowledge you as our Lord and our Savior. We acknowledge you as the King of the Kingdom. You are the Lord Sabaoth who fight our wars and win. We acknowledge you, Father God. We applaud you for everything you've done, God, and everything that you're going to do, God. We just worship you, God. We just always want to take our time to give you glory and give you reverence. You are the King of glory. Hallelujah. You are Jehovah Nisi. Hallelujah. We worship you, God. We worship you in the name of Jesus. We lift your name on high in the name of Jesus. We die that you might increase tonight, God. We die in the name of Jesus, God. We just clear the land in the name of Jesus, God. But we don't want anything to block our prayers, God. So therefore, we come repenting for all of our sins, God. We pray that you would blood wash us and make us whole, God. We pray in the name of Jesus, God, that you would circumcise us tonight, God. That you would circumcise our hearts in the name of Jesus, God. That you would circumcise our ear gates, God. We just take dominion and authority over all dullness of heart, all dullness of hearing, God. We pray, God, that you would judge the hardness of heart in the name of Jesus, God. Make our hearts soft and pliable in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, create in us a clean heart, Lord Jesus, and renew the right spirit in us in the name of Jesus, God. We want to live upright and holy before you, God. We want to live a life pleasing unto you, God. So therefore, we submit unto you, Lord Jesus. We submit our lives unto you, God. We submit our bodies unto you, God. For that's the temple of the Holy Ghost, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Rekaya soya riataya. Rababayo soya riataya soya. Purge us with hyssop, God. And make us white as snow, God. In the name of Jesus. Oh, rakaya soya riataya. Rakoya babesaya. Baptize us with Holy Ghost and with fire, God. Burn away the drug, God. Burn away everything that's not like you, God. Burn away the old bad motives, God. Burn away everything that would be contrary to you in the name of Jesus. We pull down every stronghold. We come against every